by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine. By the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program. It goes by the name of Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, Azizul. As usual, we begin our program by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. صدق الله العظيم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, the beautiful verses of the Holy Quran. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, now today we don't have one particular topic. In fact, we have many topics throughout the day today. You know, one reason, because the things I shall be speaking about which are known as the sunnahs, the adab, the etiquettes of a few particular things. In fact, I'll share it with you. Of sitting, of standing, of walking, my dear viewers, laying. So the etiquettes of doing such acts is one thing. Secondly, we shall be joined by our Mawlana Tabriz Sahib, and he shall be speaking about our last segment is a look at society. What he has for today, that is a surprise, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Something which undoubtedly is very, very important. Something which is on the rise. And as time has gone by, my dear viewers, something which has increased, exceptionally increased. And what are the, firstly, what is this? Secondly, what are the causes? What are the reasons why people commit such an action? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, yes, it is very serious, inshallah, azza wa jal. But my dear viewers, as usual, let's listen to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله. وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شیبت کا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شیبت کا تیرا، نہیں سنتا ہی نہیں مانگنے والا تیرا، کیا جو دو کرم ہے شیبت کا تیرا، فیض ہے گیا شگ تسلی تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسم میں دریا تیرا، آپ پیاسوں کے تجسم میں دریا تیرا، کیا جو دو کرم ہے شیبت کا تیرا، چلتے ہے عطا کے وہ قطرہ تیرا، سارے چلتے آقا سارے چلتے ہے عطا کے کھلتے ہے سخا کے وہ ہے ذرا تیرا، تارے کھلتے ہے سخا کے وہ ہے ذرا تیرا، تیرے قدموں میں جو محل قبول کیا دیکھے، تیرے قدموں میں جو محل قبول کیا دیکھے، نظروں پہ چڑھے دیکھ کے تلوا تیرا، واہ کیا جود و کرم ہے شیبت کا تیرا، میں تو مالک ہی کہوں
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Wa haki ajood wa karam hai shahibataha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi mangane wala tera. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, you're watching Rise and Shine. For those of you that may have just joined us, yes, you have just listened to a Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, for those that may not understand what Naat is a praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and many of you would not have even understood. In fact, one thing you need to understand is a lot of Urdu speakers, for example, even me myself, I'm counted. There's much of it I did not understand, and the reason why the parts that I did understand, is only because I've read about them. Otherwise, generally, even I don't understand many Naats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many Naats written by Ala Hazrat radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, because they're not things which are poetry generally. Even if you were to look at English poetry, my dear viewers, which was written, 100 years ago, then it would be very, very difficult for you to sometimes decipher what it means, for you to sometimes understand what that poetry means, my dear viewers. Why? Because it's very eloquent, isn't it? And this was written by Ala Hazrat radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Imam Ahli Sunnat, the great genius, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Mujaddid of his century, Hazrat Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Bareilly radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And yes, because Alhamdulillah, I've been fortunate to read about it. for this reason, yes, I understood it, and really I loved him a day he was. Honestly, it's so beautiful describing Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And this is more specifically about his generosity, my dear viewers. How generous Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was. And this should be a trait of Muslims. It's, you know, our duty as Muslims. We should care for others. We should look after the people around us, my dear viewers. It is the duty of a Muslim, my dear viewers. We should be generous. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was one of his prominent traits, my dear viewers. One of his characteristics. Which was what? Generosity. The Prophet ﷺ was so generous. Now coming to today's topic, my dear viewers. Today our topic is not the generosity of Rasulullah ﷺ, but rather, you know, although that's the topic of its own, but rather today's topic, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, is some of the etiquettes of Rasulullah ﷺ pertaining to walking, sitting, standing. Laying, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Inshallah, this is what we shall be speaking. I'm beginning with sitting. You know, since I am sitting here, my dear viewers, you know, I think the majority, I'm hoping they will be sitting. I don't understand why anybody would be standing and watching, my dear viewers. But generally, we would be sitting. Now, nowadays, when we do sit, we don't sit on the floor. In fact, it's difficult for many of us to sit on the floor. Me personally, there's only so long I can actually sit on the ground. And the only reason for this, my dear viewers, is because we're not used to it. Because we're not used to sitting on the ground. Whereas during the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the majority of the time, nearly all of the time, they would be sitting on the floor, my dear viewers. You know, the general sitting which would take place, it would take place on the floor. And there wouldn't be any, you know, carpets, and even those carpets which are very, very thick, my dear viewers. You know, you have all sorts of carpets. And even beneath those is the underlay, and no, my dear viewers of Madani Shah. A lot of times there would be ground. And some people would even understand this in this day and age. There are people in the third world countries. But today we're not speaking about the ground or the carpet underneath ourselves upon which we shall be sitting, my dear viewers. But rather the etiquettes of sitting. Because Alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate. Really, we're so fortunate. And this is what Rise and Shine is all about. Thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all He has given us. And one of the greatest, amongst the greatest, my dear viewers, is one of the greatest blessings, really, in the top, my dear viewers, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us from amongst the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, this is a blessing which is huge. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is such a prophet that, you know, for other prophets, even their books, they do not exist anymore. They have not remained behind for their people, my dear viewers. Whereas, Alhamdulillah, not only did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, did the book remain behind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the book as His promise, protected the book. But similarly, the etiquettes, the life, the biography, minute, small details of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we also can gain a share in. We can also gain understanding in. Why? Because it has been preserved, it has been documented. And similarly, the beautiful traditions, the beautiful actions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, yes, all these things have been preserved. But my dear viewers of Madani Channel, the question is, generally when you love somebody, you wish to know everything about that person. You know, you'll Google that person every second day. You'll see, is there any latest news about that person? Although we should love Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam more than anybody, more than ourselves, more than our families. But the question is, how often do we read up about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How often do we read about his biography? There are so many books on the ahadith, my dear viewers. The sayings, the teachings, what did he say? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, everything has been documented. So similarly, we are so fortunate that we can read from the books that the Prophet ﷺ would sit in such a manner, that the Prophet ﷺ would lay down in such a manner, that Rasulullah ﷺ would walk in such a manner. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, and it is our duty to attempt to imitate Rasulullah ﷺ, his actions which he performed, which are known as sunnahs. These are the traditions, the actions, which the greatest of mankind, the last and final messenger and prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, the actions he performed, dear viewers, and one of those actions is sitting. So there's many things pertaining to sitting. Now, some of the etiquettes which have been taught is that whilst the person, or when people are sitting, then you shouldn't walk over them, you shouldn't walk through them. Sometimes, you know, there's a gathering going on and a person thinks, you know, I'm the boss, I'm going to go right at the front, and he causes so much harm to the people, really. He's coming, he's, you know, saying, move to the side, let me just jump over. And then the next person is doing the same thing for them, and he wants to get his place right at the front. Firstly, this is not something, my dear viewers, which is incongruent. Even in this day and age, it's not considered good. Even in this day and age, it is actually not, my dear viewers. But another problem is, let's just say it is a gathering. There's somebody delivering a bayan. There's somebody delivering a speech. If you are going to come and do this, then what's going to happen? You are going to disturb the entire gathering. Why? Because if somebody is walking over your shoulder, you're not just going to continue what you're doing. Everybody's attention is going to turn to that person. So he is actually disturbing everybody. These sort of things should not be done. And in fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also told us in regards to this not being done, especially on a Friday for Jummah. Now, another thing mentioned in regards to sitting is that if two people are sitting, then you shouldn't come and sit in between them, not without their permission. And this is another thing which happens. The two people are possibly sitting, and we'll come, we'll join them, we'll sit down, and we'll make our space, and we'll sit on top of half, on top of one, half on top of the other, for them to move. This also should not be done. This is against the etiquettes of sitting. They may be in a discussion, they may have been talking about something serious. You've come, you know, all smiles. No, my dear viewers. Before you sit in between, generally you shouldn't sit in between people. Before you do, if you were to, then you should take their permission to sit in between them, my dear viewers of the channel. Now, another etiquette of sitting is that when we sit, we should sit, we shouldn't lay down. Yes, when it's time to lay down, you lay down, my dear viewers. But some things you do not. For example, in the masjid, yes, if a person's going to go to sleep and he has the intention, he has the permission to sleep, my dear viewers, in the masjid, you know, where, for example, you need the intention of i'tikaf, then that's another matter. But otherwise, well, what's the reason you are laying down? What's the reason if it's not to rest, my dear viewers? But the problem here is, even when you do, you should not face your legs towards the Qibla. So this is even while sitting. A lot of people, you know, we're lazy. What do? We'll spread our legs out, and we'll also have our back, and this is in the masjid. This is considered a disrespectful manner of sitting, one thing. And what you need to understand is that you're in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is especially in the masjid, my dear viewers, I'm referring to. You know, if you wish to do it at home, that's another matter. But you are in the masjid. Now, secondly, there's another problem with this. The second problem is, you need to think, if you're praying salah that way, this is the way you have been, you know, or you place your head, you prostrate your head on the floor, but in this direction. You know, the Qibla is something which has honor, is something which is deserving of respect, my dear viewers. So you should not keep your legs facing in such a way. People spread their legs, you know, they're sitting down waiting for salah, and they're spreading their legs out. Why is it we are going to do this? We do not spread our legs, especially when generally in the masjid you should always sit in a respectful manner. If you were to go to the king's, you know, let's just say there was a king, and you were to go to the king's palace, you were to be in the sitting room, why are you going to lay down? No, this is something which is not considered normal, it's not considered respectful, so we do not do this. So these are the etiquettes of generally a few things which I have mentioned. Those things which have come to my mind, a few etiquettes of sitting. Let's listen to our daily reminder, then inshallah we shall go to the etiquettes of laying down. So yes, my dear viewers, there is permission to lay down. It doesn't mean that you're not allowed to lay down whatsoever. Yes, you can, but when you lay down, even for laying down there are etiquettes, even for laying down, subhanallah, there are the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our daily reminder. I want to start off today's daily reminder with this beautiful hadith that has been quoted in Sahih Muslim, reported by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said that the powerful is not the one who knocks down people. The companions asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then who is powerful? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, the powerful is the one who controls himself when in anger. Subhanallah, what a beautiful reminder from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If that question was posed to us, who is the most powerful? You know, maybe we'll come out with the same, someone with big muscles, someone who goes to the gym every day, someone who's got a good body, you know, who's got muscles. No. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who is powerful is the one who could control his anger. And it's very, very important. Let me just mention this very short story, that once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went past some people and witnessed that they were competing to lift a stone. What is going on here? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he inquired. And the people, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the stone we considered as the stone of the powerful in the pre-Islamic era of ignorance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I not inform you of the most powerful amongst you? The most powerful amongst you all is the one who overcomes his anger. Now, a lot of the people, sometimes while they're angry, in anger, they'll do so many sins. MashaAllah, people revert to swearing, people will hit someone, they'll do violence, and sadly they'll do some many other actions. For example, taking the life of another person. Why? Because they were angry. And then we regret afterwards when someone calms down, then it's always regret. But that regret is no good. As they say, there's no point crying over spilt milk. Something that has happened. So as a Muslim, my dear Islam brothers, it's very important that we take this advice of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and we save ourselves from the problems and the humiliation of this world and the hereafter. Remember, whatever we do, if we start committing sins, this humiliation will be on the day of judgment as well, when we will have to read our book of deeds in front of the whole creation. And at that time, we will not be able to do so. Another very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in al-Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reported that a person came to the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what can save me from the wrath of Allah azza wa jal? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, do not get angry. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we need to try to control our anger. We need to try to mellow down ourselves. In a situation where something happens against our will, or something happened that we didn't want that to happen, instead of getting angry and instead of making ourselves look like a fool in front of people, at that time, my dear Islam brothers, stay calm and inshallah azawajal, let the situation fizzle down, because that is inshallah azawajal better for us. I want to mention this last hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Wahab bin Munabbih radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated, it is stated in the Torah that when you get angry, remember me, and when I am in my wrath, I will remember you, and have patience when you are oppressed. My help for you is better than your own help for yourself. Move your hand, make efforts, the doors of sustenance will be opened for you. What a beautiful reminder, my dear Islam brothers, for me and you and all of us. Today, we are angry on the people of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just imagine, what if Allah Azza wa Jal is angry on us on the day of judgment? This life is temporary. We're going to die one day. Anyone who's made us angry, anyone who's done bad things to us, that will just fizzle out. That day will finish. Everything will be forgotten. But on the day of judgment, things will not be the same. Allah Azza wa Jal, if He starts to take revenge on us because of the bad things that we've done to people, then we are going to regret it. As a Muslim, My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, let's all act upon this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many solutions to this problem. Number one, when you are angry, perform wuzu. When you are angry, perform 2 rakats of salah. When you are angry and you're standing up, sit down. If you're sitting down, you lay down. If you something's happened at home, you know, a fight at home breaks up, the best thing to do is to walk away from that situation. And in every situation, walk away from that. Even if people call you names, even if people, you know, call you that you're a loser, you're a softy, all that kind of stuff, a good Muslim is that the one who moves away from these kind of situations. Because we are not here to please these people, we are here to please our Creator and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give me and all of us to act upon this daily reminder and to change our lives for the better, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers, mashallah, that was our beautiful reminder of our respected Hafiz Rafaqat Sahib. Now inshallah azza, very soon we shall be joined by our Maulana Tabriz Sahib speaking about the etiquette of sitting, standing, walking, inshallah azza, a little something which came to my mind, my dear viewers, that when you do sit, then take off your footwear. Then remove your footwear, my dear viewers, your slippers, your shoes, whatever it is you are wearing, as this will bring ease to your feet. And another, my dear viewers, is that when a person leaves his place, there's a gathering, a person leaves his place, then the Prophet ﷺ has stated that he has more of a right over that place when he returns. And I don't mean by he returns, and you know, this is what the scholars say. That doesn't mean he goes off for a very long time and then he comes back and somebody else is sitting there now and he says, you know, I wish to take my place, but no. But if he's getting up to go to the bathroom, he's getting up to go to get a drink of water, my dear viewers, you know, if he's temporarily short a duration, then that person has the most right. You should not go and take his seat, my dear viewers. Subhanallah, the rights of the Muslims. Now then, moving on to laying down, as I mentioned. One thing is that we should not lay on our stomachs. The Prophet ﷺ saw one person laying on his stomach and he expresses dislike for this. And he said that, you know, well, there's only 4 ways. I think there are 4 ways, unless a person can be half on his back and half on his side. But generally, there are 4 ways. You know, you're either laying on your back, you're laying on your right side, your left side, or you're laying completely on your stomach, my dear viewers. In terms of stomach, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has expressed his dislike. Secondly, your face, your face is, my dear viewers, is so important, and it is deserving of respect. So much so that even whilst a person is performing ablution, he should not splash water against his face. This is the honor of the face. You're washing your face, you're placing water in your face, yet it is makruh tanzihi. It is disliked for you to splash water on your face. You're never allowed to hit anybody on the face. The face is deserving of honor. So when you are sleeping on your stomach, then your face is going against the ground. Your face is going against the ground, and this is something which is deserving of respect. It should not be on the floor, my dear viewers. There's also, you know, traditions of walking, my dear viewers, over the inshallah. But it seems that, inshallah, that we are going to have to speak about another day, because, mashallah, we have a very, very important topic for today, which, inshallah, our respected Maulana Tabriz Sahib shall be speaking about. What that is, I'm not going to tell you yet. Stick with us. We just have our daily hadith sharif, and then we shall move to that topic. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah azawajal, in today's daily hadith, we will hear of a few beautiful traits that we also implement in our daily lives, inshallah ta'ala. Sayyidina Mu'az ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, ittaqillah haythuma kunta wa atbi'is sayyi'atil hasanata tahmuha.
that have taqwa, fear Allah Azza wa Jal, wherever you may be, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed, which will wipe out the former bad deed. وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and behave well towards the people. So in this hadith, three things have been mentioned. Firstly, taqwa. Taqwa, which means to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect oneself from the severe punishment of Allah ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and who also defines taqwa as fearing Allah, adhering to His commandments, being content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed one with, and getting ready for the day of judgment. So taqwa is one of the most comprehensive aspects of Islam, one could say. The second piece of advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is to follow up a bad deed with a good deed. Yani if one unfortunately ends up committing a sin, then he should immediately perform tawbah, he should repent and then revert to good deeds. And then subhanallah, the third piece of advice from the most well-natured individual ever, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is to behave well towards the people by coming across to them with a good code of conduct and not harming them in any way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to ponder over this beautiful hadith and implement it in our lives so that we too can attain the blessings of both worlds. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of the channel, alhamdulillahi azzalut, we shall be joined by our Mawlana Tabari sahib. And what is today's topic, my dear viewers? Today, inshallah, he shall be informing us, giving us information about suicide, my dear viewers of the channel. Something which undoubtedly is extremely, undoubtedly very, very important, my dear viewers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah. Well,
bye,
how are you?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Tabriz bhai, mashallah, jazakallahu khaira for joining us. Today, a very, very serious topic, a very important topic. Firstly, why was it that you chose this topic? It was you that chose it.
Allahu Akbar.
Now you're going to probably say to me, that's it, next time you give me the topic.
Inshallah, we can do that as well, Jabal bhai. There are so many different issues surrounding the society, and there are so many other topics, mashallah, that are a source of motivation for the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. And the more they benefit from these resources, mashallah, the better it would be for them and for all of us. So, but your topics are always brilliant, Shabazz bhai, and very informative at the same time. It's very, very motivational, mashallah. Alhamdulillah.
The topic of raised by suicide.
The truth of the matter is that suicide is a sign which isn't good. It's actually the weakness of a person. And nowadays, the rate of suicidal acts is steadily increasing, not only in South Africa but throughout the world. In fact, according to a survey carried by a reliable international organization, Shabazz bhai, every year almost 1 million people commit suicide from all over the world. The rate of suicide deaths is like 1.8%, and according to another survey, this rate rapidly increases. And another research had also mentioned that worldwide, every 40 seconds someone is taking their own life by their hands. They think that by doing so all their problems will come to an end, but they don't realize what is the effect of this in the hereafter, you know, by doing this act. So alhamdulillah, basically from the resources that we have gathered, Shabazz bhai, there are four major reasons for suicide. Number one is distance from the religion. Number two is financial worries. Number three is despair. And number four is domestic disputes in people's lives, the problem that they have. And we need to understand very well that the Quran says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. And the translation of which is, and do not kill yourselves. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is most merciful. And of course, in this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal commands us directly not to commit this grave sin. And in this verse, the commentary of this verse, other ulama ikram have said that it is strictly prohibited to do anything of this nature. Why? Because Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded in the Holy Quran. So keeping this verse behind our mind, this ayah of the Holy Quran, we should basically understand the reasons. If the first reason we understand, you know, being distant away from the religion, or whether it is financial worries, all of this is part of life, Shahbaz bhai. You know, and recently in Durban, about a week or two, not in Durban actually, in my city, out of my city, there was a youngster who strangled himself to death. And this was due to some domestic violence or problem that he had.
What do you mean by strangled himself? Because a lot of people would think it's not possible to strangle yourself, is it, to death?
But he hanged himself to death. You know, guide us the righteous path. And but it's a truth, Shahbaz, by this had happened. And not one, but if you read the headlines in the news, especially in the newspaper, there was a guy that slapped his son. And out of anger, he locked himself in the bathroom, in the shower room, and then he set himself alight. He burnt himself to death because his father had slapped him in his face. Likewise, another girl that was married to a guy, and because of this marriage, she was not happy. She jumped into the river, and she taken her life by drowning herself in the water. And like this, there are numerous news that you would hear from time to time, how people would kill themselves, astaghfirullah. And we should actually strengthen our iman by hearing and by listening to incidents and stories of this nature. The Quran says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Considering this ayah, having this behind our mind, we should analyze and realize, Shahbaz bhai, that these ups and downs of life, you know, one day you are rich, the next day you are poor, one day you are in good health, the next day you are lost your health. All of this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But Tabreza, I have a question for you. I do apologize for, you know, putting you on the spot, but you mentioned four main reasons. And the first, mashallah, brilliantly, and I completely agree, the first you mentioned is distance from religion. But what was the reason you placed that first? Was it you yourself, or was it somewhere you've read?
Actually, Shahbaz bhai, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami, you know, provides this platform whereas, alhamdulillah, these types of booklets and books are prepared in terms of lectures, bayans, and booklets in which these information have been gathered. And from the Maktabatul Madina department of Dawat Islami, which is the bookshop, the book department or the publications department, have, you know, mentioned this in one of their research, that one of the first reasons for suicidal attempts is lack of knowledge or distant from religion. And if you have a look around you, Shahbaz bhai, where do you find huffaz or ulama, muftiyan ikram doing acts of this nature?
SubhanAllah.
It's because if you have the taleem and the knowledge and the ethics of Islam, you know, you understand the Holy Quran, you read the books of Ahadith, a person would never ever do something like this. You would never ever hear a Maulana sahab ever hang himself or shot himself or stabbed himself. But you would hear people who have other degrees of the secular education. And they
people who are celebrities, people who have, you know, who are very, very rich, extremely rich.
Exactly, 100%. And it leaves you thinking that this person worked all his life for his degree, and finally when he has his degree, he would actually do such a shameful act by taking his own life, by ending his life. And what's really astonishing is that, as I said before as well, they think that by doing this, all their adversities and problems will come to an end, Shahbaz bhai. But this is not the case, because they don't realize the problem that will occur in the hereafter because of ending their lives with their own hands. So this is due to lack of Islamic knowledge, should I say, Shahbaz bhai.
Yes.
So, you know, we should remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One hadith our beloved Nabi in Sahih al-Bukhari has mentioned, whenever a person commits suicide, he will be tormented with the same thing in the hellfire. And in another narration, also in Sahih al-Bukhari, he sallam had mentioned, whoever committed suicide using an iron weapon, he will be punished in the fire of hell with the same weapon that he used to hurt himself. And whoever speared himself will continue to spear himself in the hellfire. So we should, you know, keep these things behind our mind before even thinking of doing this. Our iman needs to be strong, needs to be strengthened. And no matter what calamity we face, you know, compare our calamities to the Prophet's alayhi wasallatu wasalam. Look at Hazrat Sayyidina Ayyub ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at Hazrat Sayyidina Nuh ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. How they strive, they struggled, and they continued passing the message of Allah.
We can take an example of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was cast out by his own people. He was boycotted for so many years, even with his own small children.
Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in. And not they only, but even for the, towards the Ashab, his blessed companions, Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they never ever committed anything of this nature. And in fact, Shabaz Bhai, in conclusion, I think I would just mention this one narration of Sahih al-Bukhari once again, of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that he narrates that we were accompanied in a ghazwa, in a battle with the Holy Rasul and Rasulullah was informed of a warrior that was fighting fearlessly in the battle. But the Holy Rasul, after listening to the ta'dif and to the praises of this person, he وسلم, mentioned that yes, even though he is, you know, doing or fighting in this cause of Allah Azza wa Jal, but yet Jahannam is awaiting for him, he will enter the hellfire. So the Sahaba Ikram were astonished that why would the Holy Rasul mention something like this. And it was then observed that after the ghazwa, after the battle, a companion ran to the Holy Rasul and mentioned, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that companion that earlier on who was fighting fearlessly in the battlefield, he could not take the pain of the wounds that he had on his body. And therefore, because of not observing patience over those wounds on his body, he ended his own life. Allahu Akbar. And then the words of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
That person mentioned he was a hypocrite, wasn't he?
Yes, yes, yes. Because then the hadith continues, whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told Hazrat Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala to announce that a hypocrite will be punished and he will enter Jahannam. And there are many other, commentaries regarding this hadith. One opinion is that this individual was who committed suicide was a hypocrite. And another hadith or another commentary also mentions that he committed suicide even if he was not a hypocrite, but he had done that grave sin of doing this by ending his own life. But whatever it is, regardless of how pious someone's, you know, outwardly will from the outside he looks, whether his nights or days are spent fasting, making ibadat, you know, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal. But at the end of the day, Shabaz Bhai, what we must realize is that innamal a'malu bil khawatim. Everything is dependent upon the end, the result. How did the person end his life? How did his life end? Did he leave this world as a believer, or did he leave this world committing a gunahe kabira, a major sin? This advice is for them as well, that fear Allah Azza wa Jal and be strong, inshallah. The thawab of having patience with calamities, inshallah, is immense in this dunya as well as in the hereafter, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. This is Maulana Tabriz Sahib. Jazakallahu khairah for joining us. Beautifully put, honestly, there's not much I can really add to that, Madhi viewers. Again, Barakallah Tabriz Bhai for joining us today. Madhi viewers on the channel, time has, as usual, got the better of us. But this was a very, very important, a very serious topic. Suicide, whatever it is, it's not a solution. Remember, never think suicide is the solution. Suicide is never the solution. Suicide is adding coal to the fire. This is what it is, Madhi viewers. It's adding coal to the fire. It's making it even worse for yourself. No, Alhamdulillah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, be patient. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall help you. That if you are anxious, if you are worried, do not worry. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, all will be well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inflicts hardship upon a person so that this may be a means for the person to be forgiven. And then he shall meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the akhirah free from sins. Everybody has difficulties. You know, and this is the Tabriz, but I don't know if you're still there. We've already gone over time. And what it is, you know, social media plays a huge part, really. Because on social media, everything's so selective. Everyone's always smiling. Everyone's always happy. And then a person, when he's sad, he thinks, only I am sad, everybody else is happy. No, my dear viewers, everybody comes across hardships in their life. But be patient, inshallah. That's all for now. We've already gone over time. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah,
Even the darkest night will end,